Scientists often come here to Washington to speak at forums that help shape government policies. But this week, two experts on child development made news by refusing to speak at a Federal Trade Commission session on marketing violent entertainment to children. NPR's John Hamilton reports.
The event itself was pretty standard fare for Capitol Hill, a room filled with well-traveled stakeholders armed with PowerPoint presentations and the head of a federal agency to greet them.
Hi, I'm Tim Muris. I'm the chairman of the Federal Trade Commission, and I'd like to welcome you to our workshop.
The FTC is monitoring industry efforts to keep children away from entertainment intended for an older audience and trying to determine how serious it is when the system fails. At this meeting, however, there was a notable gap. Two of the featured speakers were no-shows: Craig Anderson, a psychologist at Iowa State University, and Raoul Huseman, a professor of psychology and communications at the University of Michigan. They formally withdrew after seeing the full agenda.
The workshop was mostly devoted to presentations by representatives of corporations that produce the violence, with other presentations by public advocacy groups. And only a very small amount of time had been allocated for a so-called scientific panel.
Huseman said they were also asked to limit their comments to 5 minutes and not to discuss research more than 3 years old.
That struck us as absurd. I mean, there's been 50 years of accumulating research on this topic, and what's most impressive is the cumulative results.
Huseman and Anderson also objected because one of their fellow panelists had received money from an industry group to write a book that concluded media violence isn't a big problem. Mary Engel is Associate Director for Advertising Practices at the Federal Trade Commission. She says there was no outright ban on mentioning earlier research and that the panel was designed to be balanced.
We expected that the researchers would present the results of their studies, and then there would be some critique of the methodology, and they would have an opportunity to respond, and the fourth panelist would look at the bigger picture.
She says the panel was canceled when Huseman and Anderson pulled out. What was left was a meeting with lots of strong opinions, but not much science. Frank Wolf, a Republican congressman from Virginia, was among those who argued for more government intervention.
How many more Columbines must occur before effective action is taken to keep violent material out of the hands of children? The violence in video games is being acted out in our schools and communities by children imitating the violent acts they see.
On the other side were representatives of companies that make recordings, video games, TV shows, and movies. Jack Valenti, the CEO of the Motion Picture Association, said government regulation would violate the First Amendment. He also said control should stay with parents because scientists hadn't been useful in devising standards for what children should see.
We're not dealing here with Euclidean geometry. We're dealing with a vapory air of subjectivity, and everybody in this room will admit it.
Not everybody, as it turned out. Dr. Michael Rich is a Harvard pediatrician and former filmmaker who was added to the program after the two experts pulled out.
Taste is subjective, and in fact, values are also subjective. But the physical and mental health outcomes are objective. They are quantifiable, and they're very real.
Rich said decades of research have been clear and consistent. Children exposed to large amounts of violence in media are more likely to be aggressive and violent themselves. But he spoke during the last panel of the day, and many in the audience had already left. Experts say science often gets lost in such settings. Michael Goff is an adjunct scholar at the Cato Institute who spent more than a dozen years at the Office of Technology Assessment. He's also a microbiologist and the editor of a book called Politicizing Science. Goff says he's been at many meetings where scientific evidence gets trumped by uninformed opinion.
There's no sure indication of this happening. Then sit in an advisory panel meeting and hear an advisory panel member say, "I'm no scientist, but..."
Goff says it's partly the fault of scientists themselves that they're not heard. They may be very good at debating one another, but have little idea how to counter an emotional story or strong personal convictions about an issue.
The world would be better served if technical advisory panels were restricted to technical people, and whatever they come up with as a recommendation or conclusion or suggestions, then go to the policy people, including the stakeholders, and let them thrash it out.
In the meantime, Goff says, Washington meetings will continue to offer opposing views, but little common language to discuss them. John Hamilton, NPR News, Washington.